Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Choose Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil to provide maximum performance and protection for your engine. Get a $15 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge for $34.95. Plus, 2 times O Rewards points. Offer valid in-store and online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back to Old School with DP and J, presented by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese.
Back here on Old School, 93.7 The Ticket, ticketfm.com. You're probably sitting in your car right now if you just joined saying, that's not DP. Nope, DP dipped out of here at 5, so it's Nick Sainert and Big Sky with you. Good talk on that first, good stuff on that first segment. We get this text off the text line, 464-5685. I thought our offense started to get some identity with the option mixed in, then AM's injury set that back. What I will say, I don't even know if I'd say the injury set that back. It just seemed like the coaches went away from it. And Big Sky said this, the peak, and we agreed on this, the peak of the option was Northwestern. And that was after his jaw injury, when, you know, you can see him playing with rubber bands in his jaw and stuff. I don't know why they went away from the option in recent weeks. And it's, once again, alarming, because that was something that you felt was working and you saw that it was working. And I feel like, and if you were listening to Barry Thompson yesterday on Old School, he broke it down better than I've actually heard anybody break it down. And it doesn't have to be so hard. It doesn't have to be so difficult. But yet, time and time again, it feels like Nebraska football makes it as hard as possible on themselves. And the results show for it. And it kills. It's painful. Another text. I've asked this question a few times. Nobody who wants Scott Frost back can ever seem to answer it. Looking at the program from a long-term perspective, can you, with a straight face, name one thing that you can look at within the Nebraska football program you feel good about, once again, long-term, under Frost? Can you think anything, Big Sky?
I mean, the defense has gotten better every year that Frost has been here. But, again, that's not a Frost. Frost doesn't have as much to do with the defense as he does the offense. So I guess most of my confidence is in Shenander as the defensive coordinator.
Okay, this is an interesting part, because I feel like, Big Sky, you would have an opinion on this, and I know I do as well. They say Betts and Manning dropping pitches made us move away from the option.
Well, that's what I told you during the break, is they didn't start going away from it because of Adrian's injury. Two pitches hit the ground, and we haven't seen it. We haven't seen it since. One hit the deck against Michigan. I don't think we saw but one more option for the rest of the game against the Wolverines. And then again this weekend, we saw another pitch hit the ground and completely lost confidence in the triple option, which I think has been one of the more effective plays in Nebraska's run this year. And I think it's just they just lost a little bit of confidence in it because of how backbreaking turnovers can be, but they didn't lose either of those fumbles.
You're absolutely right. Talking about the defense, they say about this is the same person that asked about Scott Frost long term. They say it's an older defense. Okay, let's have this conversation. Looking ahead for both sides of the football, let's look next year. On the defense, in the secondary, it's going to look Miles Farmer probably. And you expect it has not been the season that Cam Taylor-Britt was probably expecting to have in terms of success on the defense. He's played very, very well, and for the first couple games, his mistakes on the special teams kind of overshadowed his defensive plays. But I expect Cam Taylor-Britt to be back. In the linebacking crew, you have Luke Reimer, you have Garrett Nelson, and then you're expecting to get Will Honus back there right in the middle. Nick Henrich will still be there. However, up front, it gets interesting, because Damian Daniels has now played at a level where you feel like he could be playing on Sundays, and Paired with DeAndre Thomas up there, Stilley's gone next year. I'm genuinely curious on how this defense is going to look next season. And I guess you can pair that with the offense because there's guys that I look to, man, in that wide receiver room especially, is there's guys in there that we have not seen. Alante Brown, Will Nixon, who's healthy. We've seen them tiny bits of them, I should say. And you wonder what that means during the offseason. But even Xavier Betts, I think we all can agree that Xavier Betts isn't playing as much as we'd like and as much as Nebraska fans would expect. Claytonia John on the text line, Nebraska was a train wreck when Scott got here. Rebuild from the ground up, give it time. We're building something consistent. Do we want to start over or keep building? Hold on, we got a text dump. Keep building with a good foundation. Kidoba guy, everyone needs to look on the bright side. Do you remember when you would play career mode in NCAA and you would pick a really bad team to try to build them up into a powerhouse? Well, guess what? When the next game comes out, we will all be able to pick up Nebraska as that really bad team and build them up.
It won't be any fun, though, Kidoba guy, because you'll have the recruiting advantage because four stars will still want to come to Nebraska. So that's like a one-year rebuild in dynasty mode. You need to dig deep. Go to the ECUs and the two lanes of the world for those rebuilds.
Claytonia John also adds, and Scott is learning on the job on how to build a program, to be honest. Patience, relax.
I think Claytonia John, that statement is kind of settling for Scott Frost at that point, because you have to understand, yes, the program was in a terrible place when he took over. And one of the few things he has done well is he has stocked the roster with talent.
The depth at almost every position has improved. The depth.
So there will be some, I guess, transfers if you do fire Frost, and you'll have, I mean, this recruiting class is nothing to write home about, so I don't know if the attrition is something you're too terribly worried about with this class if you end up firing Frost, but I don't think it would be a similar situation if they were to move on from him this offseason and get a new head coach, mm-hmm. because the talent would be there in the roster. And again, another factor is Mike Riley runs a pro-style offense. Scott Frost runs a spread with a dual-threat quarterback offense. So you're moving from one scheme to a completely different scheme with those two coaching staffs. The spread is the popular offense in college football right now, so the next coach you're going to get is probably going to be a coach who coaches a spread offense. Mm-hmm. And so this roster will be ready to run that offense with that coach.
We get this also off the text line. 402-464-5685, Honda Lincoln Hotline, Sutter Hammond text line. You can make a decent argument that this was a peak year for Frost, fourth-year quarterback. I would absolutely agree. And here's another thing, is remember going into the season, the quote-unquote expectations were low. We all expected Nebraska to be better. We're gonna have people say no. Most of us were expecting Nebraska to be improved. However, so it was always that talk of the pressure's not as high, the national pressure's not as high on Scott Frost. It felt like it was a more coach-friendly environment to be coaching in. Wet Blanket asks, what are you basing your opinion on of improved depth? The first room I look at is the wide receiver room. The wide receiver room has dramatically improved in terms of depth under Scott Frost. I would also say the running back room, because if you remember, and I'm saying depth, I'm not saying talent, because if we're going over our terms of talent, well, then you got to talk about developing guys, and in that case, no, absolutely not. But in terms of just straight up depth of numbers, Nebraska has improved. The secondary also, the defense, I would agree, as a whole, has gotten deeper. There's more guys on the defense depth-wise that you can trust. I think that you can look at the wide receivers. Omar Manning is one of them. Now that they have finally gotten him on the field, I even said it before. Alante Brown, Levi Falk, Wyatt Lever. Now, once again, not talking about talent, talking about depth, especially in the running back room. Gabe Irvin, Sevion Morrison, Marquise Stepp. Marvin Scott's still there. We saw him last year, but we haven't seen him this year. Ramir Johnson, who started fifth on the depth chart. All those guys are are there, and we felt kind of good about Irvin, Stepp, Sevion Morrison, but in case you missed it, Ramir Johnson's the best back.
We got two calls here lining up on the Honda of Lincoln Hotline, so we break into those so you can get out to Creighton Prep. First up, we have Greg in Milford. Greg, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good, Greg. What's up, man?
I don't know how anybody can look at this team and not see improvement. I mean, the Oklahoma-Michigan game the last 3 years, we lose by 21 points or more.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you can consider Shenander, give him all the credit, because I think everybody forgets to mention Cross played defense in the NFL, and he played defense for probably one of the best coaches ever, Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
So bringing some of that scheme from that he learned in the NFL back, that can't all be Shenander. You know, Frost can give him some ideas of what's going on in the offense. Offensive-wise, the reason we didn't see the option is because Adrian Martinez' ankle is pretty much, sounds like might be toast from what I've been hearing. So other than that, if people don't see improvement, get off the bandwagon, and I'm here the Sooners are accepting fans.
Hey, Greg,
have a good one.
Greg, I have a question before you let you go. Are you still there? Cool. Okay. Hey, on the top 10 games, because I'm actually curious about this. How much after you see Nebraska's performance against Minnesota? Genuinely, I'm actually curious. How much are you taking away from those games against Michigan, Michigan State, Oklahoma? I understand that. I agree that Nebraska showed that they can be a quality football team in those. But when it's so inconsistent, what are you take? How much are you able to take away as a fan?
The Minnesota and Illinois game. I am 100% convinced. That was their Super Bowl for Minnesota and Illinois.
Okay.
As you see now, Illinois, I think, practiced all offseason for nothing but Nebraska. And Minnesota, for some reason, I don't know why P.J. Fleck, did we decide not to hire him while secretly interviewing him one time? For some reason, he has that team, and it's like their Super Bowl every year to do whatever it takes to pull out any stop imaginable against us.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, I appreciate that, Greg. I appreciate your call on the Honda of Lincoln Hotline. What I will say, he did say Illinois planned all prepared all offseason for Nebraska. Nebraska prepared all offseason for Illinois, and it was disappointing there. One more call. What's up?
Next up, we have Dominique. Dominique, are you still there?
I'm still there.
What's up, man?
How are you doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
I'm still there. What's up, man? How are you doing today?
Hey, Dominique, can I turn your radio down, man?
What's on your mind? Hello?
All right, that's it. All right, sorry about that, Dominique. We couldn't get to you there, man. I just think it's interesting to hear from that fan perspective of how much you're able to take away, because it's so inconsistent right now. All right, let's take our final timeout. We're running a couple minutes late. We'll wrap up the show next on Old School.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.